Welcome back to Petco Park. This is Padres Social Hour.
Alongside Bill Center, I'm Mike Grace, getting you ready for Giants Padres. But before we talk baseball, we're going to talk to one of my favorite people of all time.
I was just going to say, can I tell you that I'm honored to be sitting
that's
next
a,
to
That's
this
a good
meeting.
Word.
No, boy.
And that's the best part. He doesn't want to hear it.
Right.
I consider him a hero of mine and a mentor, and I'm so thrilled. Captain Jack Ench, U.S. Navy retired, is joining us
before
today.
Before he has a chance to talk, I view him as a pioneer in baseball because so many teams now have military-directed programs to support the military, to welcome them to ballparks, and it all started with the man that we're going to hear from right now.
That's absolutely true. Captain Jack, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, thank you.
Captain Jack is here. It's National POW MIA Day, and just to give you some brief background on the captain here, he was a Vietnam veteran, naval aviator, was shot down in 1972, spent 216 days in North Vietnamese camps, was released with the last group of POWs on March 29th, 1973. So he understands so many of the different experiences of the military, then also what POWs go through. And so with that, Captain, I'm just curious, what would you want civilians to know about the experience of POWs, what they've gone through, and what they go through when they come home?
Well, it's what you're doing as a POW is you're just kind of serving in a different capacity. You're still in the military, and you still maintain your military bearing and try to thwart the enemy from using you as propaganda and everything. So you're still serving, and it's a little more arduous than maybe regular duty, but that's a part of it. And as far as what's it like to come back, I mean, we were just heaped with adulation when we came back, you know, and it was almost embarrassing. I felt that because the normal Vietnam veteran came back and they were, you know, you've heard the stories, spit upon and had feces thrown at them and everything, you know, where they wouldn't even go out in public in their uniform. So I always looked at it as we POWs, us getting this back after the war, was kind of the only tangible victory that the American people could see coming out of that conflict. And so all this adulation that should have been spread out through all the veterans was all dumped on us. And not, you know, I appreciate it, don't get me wrong there, but it was, I think it was over the top for us, as opposed to it should have been spread out by others.
You know, the captain, you're part of living history here right now, because I know you flew off the Midway, which
yes,
is now one of the great monuments to our military past and the history. So, I mean, you very actively flew off. I think that was your last mission, was off the Midway, right?
Yeah, my last cat shot off the Midway was ended up in unaccompanied shore duty in North Vietnam. So, my pilot and I, Max McEwen, earlier in that same cruise, had the opportunity to put all our training together, and we shot down a couple of MiGs during a dogfight engagement up in North Vietnam. So, you know, I got a few of my licks in before they get me in strike three.
So you know that ship pretty much as well as anybody.
Well, I knew it pretty well, but I knew how to get from the ready room to my rack into the mess hall and up to the flight deck and everything like that. You know, I didn't play around in the engine room any much.
And listen, next to this ballpark, I think the Midway is the best thing about San Diego.
Yeah. And, you know, interestingly, they're both celebrating their 10th anniversary this year.
I hadn't thought about that. You're right.
Midway opened in 2004, the same year that the ballpark opened. So we've got a 10-year anniversary in both places.
Really great stuff. We're talking to Captain Jack Ench here. Talked about what you've done in baseball. You started the military affairs program here, and so much of what you started has really, like Bill said, kind of branched out, whether mm-hmm. it's the uniforms or just honoring the military and making sure that they're recognized on that scale. If you had to pick maybe one or two things that you might be most proud of that you've seen expand either at the Padres in the game, what would those things be?
Oh, boy. Boy, you.
There's more than one or two. That's the problem.
Well, I don't know. I just the way the people, the fans have embraced the military here. I mean, this, of course, a big Navy and Marine Corps town, military town. But, you know, all that effort and everything, if the fans didn't accept it and you know, they got with it. And so that to me was very rewarding to see that the fans got behind it and see them wearing the camouflage jerseys of the various players and everything. So, you know, it was like sourdough bread. It kind of spread, you know, and that was, you know, accepted by the community and by the, and of course by the military, who, you know, had an affiliation to the Padres because of all the support that the Padres give to the military community. So I guess overall, it's hard for me to pick out just one or two things because
sure.
There were a lot of them. But
when you see in every sport out there teams wearing camouflage uniforms, you got to feel a little bit of pride about that too, that started here and you were kind of the brainchild there, right?
Yeah, kind of a brainchild. I guess that's, you know, you're assuming I have a brain, right?
That's why we love this guy.
What was always interesting to me is that Jack worked both sides. He not only developed programs for the Padres to reach out to the military, he worked with the military to get them involved in the Padres. And it became this great synchronistic all-around program that each helped the other. And it continues today. And I thought, when we started with the camouflage jerseys, I thought that was one of the things that sort of pulled it all together.
Yeah. And I remember the reporter, the first time we wore them, and a reporter for the union wrote, they're just, all they're trying to do is sell merchandise like that. And I still have the answer to him that I wrote back. I gave him, tell him how the cow eats the cabbage. And, you know, it wasn't all about money. Sure, that's part of it, but we didn't do that. My thought on that was, you know, in baseball, fans are always buying a player's jersey to honor them, stuff like that. So the thought process was, well, hey, you know, you're buying players' jerseys. What if the players wore your jersey to show honor to you? And that's kind of how I sold it to Larry and the group then, and they liked it, and the rest is history, as they say.
And you won the acceptance of the military to do that.
Definitely.
I mean, that could have gone – I mean, you had to, that had to be an all-around, we love this idea thing, or
sure.
It would not have worked.
Definitely. Because we had – because the one that they're wearing now, we started out with the jungle camouflage from Vietnam. Then we switched to the SEAL uniform, the desert camis during Desert Storm. And, you know, people like to keep changing uniforms and everything. And so then the idea came up, let's go to the Marine Corps uniform style. But their pattern is copyrighted. And we had to go to the Marine Corps and get permission to use that pattern because it's copyrighted and couldn't be used. So a little more than just putting on a jersey.
And I happen to know that no two of those uniforms are exactly alike.
Nope.
Because every uniform is digitally produced like it is for the Marine Corps. So it's not like you buy a camouflage jersey, you're not buying the one like the next guy. Everyone is different.
Everyone is just slightly different.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Captain Jack is here tonight in recognition of POW MIA Day. Going to throw out the first pitch tonight. You ready for that?
Well, I doubt if there have been any scouts in the audience, and I hope they don't have the radar gun on because I'll be lucky to get over the speed bump.
Exciting.
I'm proud to be what it represents. I'm representing all of the POWs from all our wars and our country's history and those who served and are still missing, such as my pilot that I was shot down with. Mike didn't come back, and his remains didn't come back until 13 years after we came back. So, you know, I think about that. I'll be thinking about that when I throw that pitch, about all those people from all our wars who served both in the prisoner of war and those who are still missing.
I'm honored to be sitting here with you. You know how I feel about you, Jack.
Well, I'm honored to be with you, too. You served. You were
in
the Army.
I'm fine. This is about you.
Okay. That's why I'm trying to turn it around here.
This is one of the truly really meaningful, great people I've ever known.
Concur 100%. Captain, I know you don't want to hear it, but thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for all your service. We really appreciate it. It's always been great working with you. I appreciate everything you've done for me and my career as well.
And I love everything that you've done for the military and the Padres and how you've pulled them together. And nobody can really, if you remember what there was before you got involved, there was nothing. And what you have done and how it has spread throughout Major League Baseball, I salute you, sir.
Well, thank you. And you guys got to knock it off. I'm not going to be able to keep this headset on. My headset is so big here. So
it's all well deserved, but we will stop gushing about you. Let you go enjoy your day, enjoy
right.
the game. Thanks so much, Captain. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Mike. Thank Bill.
Stay up to date with your Padres by following FriarWire, the official blog of the San Diego Padres. FriarWire is your source for the latest news, notes, and fun surrounding your Padres. Check it out today at padres.com/FriarWire. More Padres Social Hour right after this.